Hello, Miss Posas.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Posas. My name is Adrian, calling on a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I've been better. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Posas. Well, the reason of my call is because I did get an inquiry with your name and number. Either your friends, family, or yourself put this inquiry in. So, in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. So, do you know anyone that may have been diagnosed with meningioma, a type of tumor in the head, due to Depo Provera?
We don't know that it's due to Depo Provera, but it's me. I just received the diagnosis 2 days ago on Tuesday, and I was on the Depo shot for about 17 years. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that, first of all, Ms. Posas, with everything that that you're going through. And again, my name is Adrian on a recorded line. And Ms. Posas, just to confirm, did you say that you were diagnosed with meningioma, or you were diagnosed with
Yes.
what exactly?
Yeah, meningioma. It's according to my, I'm actually driving out of the neurosurgeon's parking lot right now, planning a surgery for removal. That's one of the largest ones that he and his office has ever seen. So, yeah.
I see. Again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Posas. Well, again, just to give you a little bit more, a brief summary, a little bit more reassurance of my job is that I'm calling because I got this inquiry to see if you meet the criteria. And you did advise me just now that you were just diagnosed 2 days ago with meningioma. And if you'd like, if you want to continue here to see if you do meet the criteria, I would love to see if you do, because I would love for you to receive a settlement from the government, especially if you were affected due to Depo Provera. But that's totally up to you, Ms. Posas. I'm not here to sell you anything or anything. So if you think, you're available now, I would love to see if you meet the criteria.
I am. Go ahead.
Perfect. So, Ms. Posas, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
I can confirm that, yes.
Sorry, you said you can't confirm that?
I can. Yeah, that's correct. I have not done any of those.
You can confirm. Sorry. I misheard you. And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
The 17th?
So
Yeah,
just 2 days
December
ago,
17th.
correct?
Yeah, 2 days ago, yeah.
Of this year?
Correct.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. So 12/17/2024. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, both, or other?
Both,
Both.
actually. I had a CT in the morning and an MRI in the evening.
I see. And then, what is your date of birth?
10/8/78.
10/8/1978. And then, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
No, no worries. And then, these are going to be yes or no questions here. Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Oh, yes, I did.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
As in this year?
No, so like within
any year prior to diagnosis.
Yes. So within a 1 year span, right? Can you confirm you had at least four injections, in 1 year prior to being diagnosed?
I would say so, but I guess I'd have to go back just to be absolutely positive. But yeah, most likely.
So
I took it without fail.
is that a yes, correct?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? And then what was your usage start date? Approximately when did you start using Depo-Provera? What was that date?
It would have been sometime in I think 2005. Either the end of 2004 or in 2005, somewhere around that time frame.
Okay, 2000. Let's see. And then, do you remember the month? Was it like the beginning of the year,
I do not.
summer? To
No,
your
I
best
really don't. I
knowledge,
had a. It
like,
was.
to your best
I'm trying to
knowledge,
think.
was it like winter time, May, spring? I don't,
I would say that it was most part of like November, December of
Okay.
04.
Okay, so let's see.
Yeah, it was either that or January 5, somewhere around there.
Okay, so would you like me to go ahead and put for the usage start date January of 2005?
Yes, please.
Okay, and then what about your usage stop date? When did you stop using Depo-Provera?
When I stopped for good, I did stop for a little bit because I actually ended up pregnant with a kid, while I was on it. But after that, I stopped. What do you think, Adrian? It's been 3 years now, 2.5 years, I guess now. So I was definitely still taking it in 2020. It was sometime in 20. Oh, I know. It was the last one was somewhere around May or June of 2022.
May or June of 2022 is when you stopped.
Yes.
Okay, so which one would you like me to put? Five or six here?
Five.
Okay, so your usage stop date, I'm putting May of 2022. And then your start date is January of 2005, correct?
Yes,
Perfect. And then your main injury or medical problem is that you advised me that you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
yes.
And Miss Posas, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then your marital status?
Single.
And your first and last name from you, please.
Jennifer Poses.
And then just to confirm the spelling is correctly, it's Jennifer JENNIFER and Posas POSAS. Thank you for that confirmation. And what is your social security number?
452-914273.
Just to confirm, I have 452-914273. Is that correct? And your primary contact email is jennyp413@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then your primary mobile phone number, would it be 830-399-1247?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
And then what is your primary full address?
786 Stacy Road, STACEY.
Z or C?
C as in cat.
Okay, thank you. 786 Stacy Road, and would that be in Poteet, Texas?
Yes, that's right.
Poteet, Texas. And by any chance, do you live in an apartment number or building number?
Nope.
No. And then Ms. Post says, who was your diagnosing doctor's name? Who, what was his name?
I guess we would say it was Osama Ahmed.
Awesome.
He's the neurologist. But it was diagnosed at the other hospital.
But he made the final decision.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I'm gonna need your diagnosing doctor's name, the diagnosing facility name where you were diagnosed, and then if you tell me the facility name, I'll find out the address, and the phone number. But I would need the diagnosing doctor's name, the treating doctor's name of the doctor that treated you, and your prescribing doctor's name. Sometimes all three are the same. Sometimes, two are different. And sometimes they're all different, but most of the time I do hear that all of it is the same, but it all just depends on the person. So I would need to know again your diagnosing doctor who diagnosed you, your treating doctor, and the prescribing doctor who's prescribing you your pharmaceuticals.
So right now, the diagnosing doctor is Osama Ahmed, AHMED. That was
AHMED.
right. And that was at Northeast Methodist Hospital in San Antonio. And as of yet, I literally, like I said, I was just driving out of his office parking lot. He is going to be my treating doctor as long as everything works out, financially speaking. And then there are no prescriptions as of yet.
And do you think he would be so your pharmacy name, you wouldn't have a pharmacy name? 'Cause I would need a pharmacy name as well.
I use, well, when we do get to that, it's called Jordanton Pharmacy. JordantoN.
Jour.
Yep, Danton. Jordanton.
Okay, so I see Jordanton Methodist Hospital.
That's where I went first, but the pharmacy is actually called Jordanton Pharmacy.
Okay, Jordanton Pharmacy. And that's 1810 Texas 97, Jordanton, Texas.
That's the one, yes.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and put all that information here for you. And just to confirm that I have everything here right, and to put the information here in the right spots. So your diagnosing doctor, treating doctor, and prescribing doctor is all the same. Dr. Osama Ahmed, is that correct? And then he's at Methodist Hospital Northeast in Judson Road, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then Ms. Posas, did you have any prior cancer diagnoses at
No.
all? No. And then would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes, Ms. Posas?
No, not that I can think of.
No. Okay. And then if you think of anything in the future, you could always go ahead and, let the attorneys know as well that you'd like to go ahead and put
Sure.
something there. And then Ms. Posas, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
I think that I've got a copy on my patient portal, but since this just happened, I'm not absolutely positive about all that yet.
No worries. Just 'cause the attorneys, sometimes with your social, they do, pull out those records, from the facility where you were diagnosed and where you were getting treated at. But sometimes they do ask for you to provide these records by mail or electronically or both. So if they do ask, could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, both. I could.
Both. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact, Ms. Posas?
Yes.
Perfect.
We'll add you or Joanne. My sister, her name is Joanne McDonald.
Joanne McDonald, and do you live with Miss McDonald?
No. Thank
No.
God. My sister. We'd strangle each other, Adrian.
That's funny. And you said Joanne. How would you spell Joanne?
Capital J, lowercase O, space capital A, lowercase NN. As two separate Joanne.
Okay, and then just to confirm, I have capital J, excuse me, capital J, lowercase O, capital A, lowercase N, N, and then McDonald as in McDonald's without the S.
Yes.
Okay, great. And thank you for that confirmation. And what is her phone number?
It is 830-534-6170.
And just to confirm, I've 830-534-6170. And that is your sister, correct? And what is her email? Email. If you don't know, it's okay. I can go ahead and put your email address in there. It does just require me to put something in there.
Yeah, put mine, and then as soon as I, am on the side of the road or something, I could always follow
No
up with you
worries.
guys to give you more info.
Okay, perfect. No worries.
Yeah.
And then it does require me to put an address as well. Do you know her address, or would you like me to
I
go ahead?
do.
Okay.
Yeah, hers is it's 21, hang on, 2133 or 2130. 2133 County Road 430, and that's in Pleasanton, Texas.
And how would you spell Pleasanton?
It's PLEASANTON.
Pleasanton,
Not the mailing.
Texas.
Zip code is 78064.
Thank you for that. So let me go ahead and just confirm and double check that I have everything here correctly before I send you this agreement over to you via email and text message. And then once you go ahead and do this DocuSign, it should only take about a minute. I'll walk you through it by every step. But again, it should only take about a minute. But once we go ahead and complete this, you'll be assigned to an attorney. And then within the next 48 hours, they will be giving you a call. I'll be making sure to give you the name of who you've been assigned to and their direct line as well. And I'll be make sure to send you my point of contact as well. So if you have any questions, concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me. Does that all make sense, Ms. Postas?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check that I have everything here correct. Oh, sorry. I believe I forgot this question here. When I asked which injectable did you use, you advised me it was Depo-Provera, correct?
It was, and I also did use a generic. I think they kind of went back and forth between it, my prescribing doctors back then. Maybe it was the pharmacy. I don't know who did it, but I did use both name brand and generic.
Okay. It only lets me click one here, so
Then
would you like me to go ahead and
Depo-Provera
put, yeah, so I'll go ahead and put
it is.
Depo here and then put it on the notes that you have used the generic version as well.
Yes.
So let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here correct with you before I send this over to you. Again, I'll be sending this over to you via email and text message. So, how's the weather over in Texas? Are you in Texas right now?
I am, and it is sunny and beautiful and
Really? Is it
not
warm?
too chilly, and it's not hot.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
it is. It is nice, mid-80s.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I wish it was like that over
But
here.
perfect.
Yeah, over where I'm at, I'm in California, and it's pretty cold right now, to be honest.
It?
Yeah, it's I believe like in the 60s. So
Nope, too cold for
that's cold. Yeah, that's cold for
me.
us.
Yeah, it's cold for California too. That's right.
And then let's see here. And then just to confirm, I have Jennifer Poses, which is JENNIFER, Poses, POSAS.
Yes.
Street address 786 Stacy Road, Poteet, Texas. Zip code 78065. Telephone number is 830-399-1247. Email address is jennyp413@gmail.com. Perfect. Date of birth is 10/8/1978. Social is 452-914273. Was that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, and then I'll go ahead and walk you through it. But again, it should only take about a minute.
Okay. So here's the you're Adrian Lopez.
Perfect. So go ahead and click
And
the link that's in that text message.
got it.
So then, once that DocuSign webpage opens up, it'll redirect you to a new one. Please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to agree and continue. And then start. I've done
Perfect.
DocuSign before, so
Okay,
yeah.
perfect. So yeah, at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and then it'll redirect you to your first signature field. So go ahead and click that small yellow box, that small yellow box, and then it'll prompt you to draw your signature. Once you draw it, make sure it's inside the margins, and make sure it's just inside the square. And then once you go ahead and do that, click Adopt and Sign, or hit Adopt and Sign, and now go ahead and hit the yellow Next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. You may get to some fields for the initials. It may ask you for it. If it doesn't, then that's fine. But just do the same thing that you did for the signatures, just for the initials. And then once you go ahead and do the signatures, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say Finish. If it says
Yep, I'm
next,
done.
okay, perfect. You were quick. So let me go ahead and just make sure I received it here on my end. Perfect. I did receive it, Ms. Posas. So let me go ahead and give you the law firm you've been assigned to. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand.
I do not, but is it something that you could text to me or email
Yes.
the info and stuff?
Yes, of course. I'll go ahead and send you their information and my information via text message so that way you have our contacts
Yeah.
and perfect. And then, Ms. Posas, let's see here. I do, again, just want to thank you for your time. Do you have any questions or concerns for me while I have you on the line?
No, not yet, I guess.
No? No worries. Well, again, I do. Thank you for your time, Ms. Posas. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you. You too. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I'll send you that text right now as well. You should be receiving it within the next 1 minute or 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank
Thank
you,
you so
Adrian.
much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.